also on his deathbed, he said that, well, when he was young, he was being trained to be a priest, and he was an altar boy, and he, on his deathbed, said, Giselle, I even still remember my opening prayers in Latin. Do you want to hear them? And because he was dying of lung cancer at the time, I wanted him to conserve his breath, and if there's anything I regret, it's not hearing those prayers in
Latin.
Well,
that's Suscipi et Dominus Sacrificium. Bonibus tuus ad latum nominis sili adi tili tatem, quoquinus nos from Ecclesiae sui sancte. It's just one of those.
Wow. Thank you. I always wondered what it was.
Well, that's just one.
Wow. Well, he was a very spiritual man. He had a very clear path about how he wanted to live his life. And he's made it known to me that he's not finished with the work that he wanted to do here on earth, and so I am helping him to complete that.
Did you change religions then?
Yes and no. I was raised a Catholic, but I knew as a young person that I was Jewish. I always knew that I was Jewish. And I finally decided to do something about it almost 6 years ago.
Your mother wasn't Jewish.
Well, she was raised a Catholic, but in my studies, I discovered many paths, overlapping parallels, so that even though I don't have the documentation, and maybe never will, my conviction is that my mother's mother was Jewish, and then, of course, hid it for survival, basically. But so my path is Jewish. I observe Jewish law, but my father is Catholic, and we've just come together to do this spiritual work that transcends organized religion.
Do you talk with him? Do you have a conversation?
Yes, actually, what happens is I do very good listening. I listen more to him than I talk.
We'll come back and pick up on that right there, okay? When we get back here with Giselle Masi, we are here for a purpose. How to find yours on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Talk about what's going on in Kansas City every afternoon with Dan Roberts, 2 till 6.
I'm here. And I'm ready to talk to you
on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
All right, do you ever wake up in the morning and look down there at your feet when you're sitting on the side of the bed and say, what am I doing here? What does this all mean? Why am I doing this? Or when you go to bed at night, why am I doing this? And why do I have to go and do whatever I do and do it all over again and do it all your life? Why am I here? Have you ever asked yourself or asked anybody else if you had the choice of whether you would have been born or not, what choice you would have made?
I think so. I mean, I've answered that question for myself many times. I know that I chose to be here.
You did.
I know it.
If you would ask probably 10 people right now, 6 probably would say, or 7, that they wish they had never been born.
That's probably true.
Because from the time you're 3 or 4, you start hearing hell stories and you start thinking about dying.
And there's a lot of fear of dying.
And nobody talks about it.
They don't want to talk about it because that means then they have to deal with the reality of the uncertainty. A lot of people have a hard time dealing with uncertainty. And so they're looking for some specific answers. I only have a few answers. I don't have all the answers. My dad doesn't have all the answers. But I have a few of the answers.
Okay, where were we when we broke? You were going to tell me about he and what he told you the first time.
Well, basically what happened is I was doing a traditional journalism career. Writer, editor at the Denver Post.
You had it made.
I would like to think that I did. In many ways, I felt I had a blessed life, but I worked very hard for it, and I wasn't afraid of hard work. But I also had this gift of clairvoyance, and I've had it all my life. When I say clairvoyance, I've always known things that otherwise I couldn't have known.
You mean it was like it was in your DNA?
I came into this world knowing things, and the only way I can describe it is it's like when I say to you, what's 2 plus 2, and you just know it's 4. That's how I know things that I shouldn't otherwise have access to knowing. But my father has, since he's been on the other side, he has access to information that's beyond what I normally could have access to also. And I partner with him, and I take my clairvoyant gift, and I utilize what information he has access to, and I pass it on.
How did you come about that first conversation or whatever it was with him? Yeah, and somebody refers to this as like conversations with Maury.
It has been in the book industry. My book has been described as being Tuesdays with Maury from the other side.
Yeah,
in that these are spiritual lessons.
Is this a big book?
It will become a large book.
Why are you on this show here?
Because I was sent here to be with you today.
Now you just came here to be on this show,
right? And then I'll.